This is Train for Trade Skills Radio with Tom Jinks.
My name is Stuart Bagnall. I'm from Bromsgrove and I'm on level 2 plumbing and I'm on my week 6 at the moment.
Hi, Stuart.
Hi, mate. How you doing?
So, Stuart, let's start by finding out a bit about you then. What were you doing before Train for Trade Skills?
Well, I just came back from Canada from travelling for a year and I was trying to get back into the construction trade industry. But when I came back, recession hit and I could not get into anywhere to even be able to get any training or experience. And I looked online, Google, and this course propped up. So I put my name in and I think a month or so later, I got a person come through my door and put me on the course. So that's how I got into it.
You mentioned about you wanted to get into the construction. Have you worked
yes.
in that industry before then?
Yes, when I was out in Canada, I did some construction and demolition work when I was out there and that found that I had a little of a knack for my hands and decided to carry on with that further.
So you're training to be a plumber then?
Yep.
Have you always had an interest in plumbing?
No, as a matter of fact, I've always been more of a taking things apart and putting them, trying to fix them back together and probably not even working ever again. But it was just something that I was just like, I'll give that a go. And if it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but at least I can say I've tried it. And as a matter of fact, it worked out pretty well.
You said earlier that you've got a bit of experience in construction when you're in Canada.
Yep.
Have you been doing any plumbing work or getting any experience outside of your course when you're in the UK?
Yes, I'm actually training with a plumber once a week, free experience. Just came around to my house to fix my boiler one day and asked him if he wouldn't mind having someone come around once a week. And he said, yeah, sure. He just says he couldn't pay me or nothing, but he'd love the help.
What sort of jobs have you been doing with this plumber then?
There's a bit of everything, to be fair. Fitted radiators and done boilers, not fitted them myself, just watched them. Drain systems, first fix, installation work, repair work as well. So a bit of everything really, what a plumber would do.
Have you found that experience then has helped you with like the practical and the theory parts of the course then?
Yes, indeed. As for the theory bit, I was just reading away and it was sinking in, but I couldn't really put my head around how things worked. But as I was going with the plumber once a week, it was just fitting in perfectly. And then once I was actually coming on my weeks 1 and 2, it just all fell into place and it was a doddle.
So you're on your practical training now then.
Yeah.
How are you finding it?
Brilliant. And the group sizes are about six or eight at the moment, which is perfect for me because it gives me a chance to talk to the tutor when need be and just be left alone when I want it to be left alone.
You're on week 6 of your training, I understand.
Yeah.
What are you doing this week then?
I'm doing my final bathroom suite, which is my practical, and that's it this week. So,
what are your plans then when you have finished the course and you've got your qualifications and you've finished? What are you going to go and do?
Oh, I'm emigrating to Canada in September. So this is more of a backup plan. Just in case it doesn't work out in Canada, I can always come back and serve my plumbing trade over here. But it also gives me some experience for when I go to Canada and say, right, I'm a plumber, I'm qualified, give me a job. So that's it.
Definitely.
Yep.
So, Stuart, basically, if there's anyone that's listening to this interview and is wanting to train as a plumber or
yep.
thinking of retraining, have you got any advice for them about what to do?
Well, yeah, if you feel that you can't go to college or you're a bit bogged down with work and you've only got time of the evening to study, this course is probably perfect for you. Just it gives you a chance to study when you can study and just put the books down when you're a bit busy and pick them back up a couple of months later. As long as you want to do it and you're passionate about doing something, you can do it.
Now that's great, Stuart. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.